but while he leaned on Jesus' name, he said, on Christ, oh, I feel like preaching now. He said, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is a sinking sound. I don't care what you are faced with right now, but if you will have the courage to turn your situation to the rock of ages, he will heal you. He will save you. He will deliver you. He will forgive you and make a way for you. Everybody, stand to your feet. I'm out of time. I got to help somebody. I got to pray right now. If you're here and you scan your life, and you see an area that needs fixing. The only reason why we go through MOR is for the doctor to see what area of the body needs fixing. I'm asking you right now, there is a doctor in the house. His name is Jesus. The only question left, are you willing to go through the MOR and turn your situation over to him? You don't love yourself until you recognize you had a problem that Jesus can fix. I'm amazed how many people come to church. They came defeated and they went home defeated. Because they've never been through the MOR to say, Lord, fix it for me. One of my Deacon Brown singers sang one day, he said, is there anybody need a fixing? And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost exposed me to myself. He said, I know you're the pastor. I know everybody think you are all that. Plus more. He said, but you need a fixing. And I raised to the altar and humbled myself. And the Lord delivered me. You have a choice. You can choose to go back like you came. You can stay dignified, sophisticated. But I can hear the voice of that old deacon again singing the same song.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org. or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
Oh, he's a wonder in my heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Ooh, tangled up.
Tangled up.
In Jesus. He's all.
He's all I.
Sopranos again.
Tangled up, yes I am, tangled up.
Jesus, he's all. He's all that I need. Woo. And I want you to know that he's all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All. Oh, 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 yes, he is. Take your time, he's all.
A word from the Lord. There is a word from God today, and I know that you have had a long week, and I know that it's getting kind of tedious for you, but let's get some spiritual food.
Thank you, Lord.
I know that you have been living today a victorious life. When we talk about a victorious life, when we talk about how to live a victorious life, and we've been talking about it, how to walk in our everyday life. Now, you need to know that Jesus said that you are in the world, but you are not. Oh, I have some people following me now. You see, you are in the world. You have to live in this system. You have to abide by the laws that has been set forth in the world. You are going to have to deal with the everyday temptations that life will bring, those disappointments, those headaches, those heartaches, those letdowns. You're going to have to deal with that each and every day. We have to live in this world. But we all of the time have to understand that we are in the world, but we are not
of the world.
Ah, somebody's getting it. You see, when you are not of the world, that means that you can walk walk in victory every day. Every day should be a day of victory for you. In other words, what we are simply saying is, if we abide by the biblical principles of the Bible, of the Word of God, that God's Word has set forth for us, we can live a victorious life. You can walk through this life victory. You can. Watch this. There are some people, you know why? The devil, when you tell him to do something, he don't obey you. The reason why is your power is so weak.
Yeah, right.
Until when you tell the devil to go away, when you tell the devil, I rebuke you, he look at you like, who you talking to?
Right.
See, when you are not living a victorious life, you can't go to you tell the devil, devil, I rebuke you, get away from me. The devil look at you like, who you talking to? You're so weak. We become so feeble until the church has become so weak until she can't even move mountains. We are supposed to be able to move mountains. When you are living a victorious life, you go and you don't tell the devil, you command him. I'm going to preach all by myself today. Y'all can sleep all you want to. In fact, I'll do you just the way Jesus did the disciples. Y'all sleep on. Just go ahead and take your rest. But guess what? I'm going to live a life of victory. You see, the more that you get victorious, the more that you live a life of victory, the powerful you get. The stronger you walk, the more your faith starts to grow. The more you are able to do the things that God says that you can do. If God said you can do it, you're supposed to be doing it. You know what's wrong with us? We are following signs. Every sign come along. Every time somebody come along. I heard a fellow the other day, he had some miracle candles. Now, they've had golden keys. They had prayer cloths. They've had miracle spring water. They've had oil. They've had, now, he's figured out a way. That he said that he done stayed up and prayed all night. And now we have miracle candles.
Come on.
And I couldn't help but to say, you mean to tell me we've gotten so weak and feeble until we are dependent on a ball of wax?
All right.
Wax. He said, if you need a breakthrough in your finances, you need to burn these candles. He said, if you need some relaxation and if you need peace in your life, you need to purchase one of these candles. I can go to Bath and Body Works and get that. Put them around the tub and put me some bubbled water in there and light them and just lay out. That's not going to do you any good when the devil comes after your soul. You can burn all the candles you want. You can get all the miracle spring water you want. You can have all of the oil that you want. You can have as many green handkerchiefs as you need. But guess what? When the devil comes at your soul, when the devil comes to tear up your home, when the devil comes to mess with your health, when the devil comes to mess with your finances, your family, and your faith, you better have some power. There are those who are trying to walk through this life, that are trying to go through this everyday life with no power. You remember we talked about it. I just want to bring you up to date because in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, you shall receive what?
Power.
Are you with me yet? We've been talking about it. We've been talking about it for the last 4 weeks. We've been talking about the gifts. And when we talk about gifts, many of folk, they want to get off into speaking in tongues. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you, beautiful gift, I love it. But speaking in tongues really is not going to do me any good when the devil comes at my soul. When the devil comes to tear up your home, when the devil comes and strike you and strike your body and some kind of disease come upon it, speaking in tongues really not going to do me any good. I'm not saying it's not a beautiful gift, but I'm simply saying, watch this. Now, let's go to Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Now, I hope it is my faith that you have gotten power. In Acts chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, I see y'all walk. In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, when you have it, say amen. In Romans 12 and 3, and it says, Paul says what?
For our faith.
A measure of what?
Faith.
God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, we're still talking about stir up the gifts.
Stir up the gifts.
Touch three more people and say, you need to stir up your gifts. Stir up. Touch three people and say, stir. You need to stir up your gifts. Stir. Touch them and say, you need to stir up your gift. Touch them, hold their hands and say, neighbor, you need to stir up. You do know that it said every man. That means that the person next to you, if that person have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, if they believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if they believe and have received and accepted that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus did die, that he rose, and that he will be back again, guess what? They have that measure of... First of all, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus says, if you are a Christian, if you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, you have power.
All right.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. 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 Amen.
I ain't got but a few minutes.
Yes.
The reason why the devil treats you the way he treats you. Is because you don't have
Huh. Or could it be that you have it and don't know how to use it? An episode of the Roadrunner. I saw one time the Roadrunner. You do know if you watch the Roadrunner in every episode, he never gets caught. And somebody, no, it was a cartoon. It was a cartoon that they had on, somebody had on a t-shirt or a billboard. And it said, it had the coyote, Wile E. Coyote. I know his name. Wile E. Coyote had caught the Roadrunner and had him by the neck. And he said, now that I have him, what do I do with it? Watch this. You need to understand, you don't want to be like that. You don't want to have power. Got it, but don't know what to do with it. Because you are dangerous to yourself. It's almost, you don't want to have power and not know what to do with it, because you eventually are going to blow yourself up. And I came here to tell you that you have power because the Lord has given it to you, and you need to learn how to use it against your adversary. When we talk about gifts, that's one of the first gifts that the Lord gives you, is power. The other gift that the Lord gives you is faith. In Genesis chapter 1, God said, let there be light. Are you with me yet? Light came. Watch this. God already demonstrated power and faith for us. First of all, Paul is saying here in Acts chapter 12, Paul says, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. He said, but think soberly. He says, because when you think soberly, that means that you are in your mind. He says, that means that you have fixed it, and you, he says, watch this. He says, but to think soberly according as God. Somebody say God. Let me tell you why. He wanted them to stay in mind that it was God that had given them the gift. Amen. You know what's happening with a lot of folk? God gives them these gifts and they start worshiping the gift rather than the gift giver. They start worshiping that faith rather than the one that gave them the faith. And as soon or later, they get to the point to where they cannot understand that it was God that really gave it to them. And after that comes a case of the big heads. Let me help you. Because Paul says, to dealt to every man a measure of faith. First of all, we see that the gift of faith must be a pleasing faith. This faith has to be, somebody say, a pleasing faith. It has to please God. Your faith has to get to a level to where it pleases God. Because without faith, it is impossible. Watch this. You can pray all you want to do, but if you don't have faith, God hears your prayers, but he moves according to your faith. Somebody didn't get it, because you're praying to the Lord and God is saying, okay, I hear your prayers, but I'm waiting on you to act upon the faith that I gave you. You see, without faith, it is impossible to move God. It's impossible to please God. Those Hebrew boys prayed to God, because they were Hebrew. They prayed to God some 3 to 5 times a day. God says, I hear y'all's prayer. He said, but I'm going to move when you get into that fiery furnace. God hears your prayer. So first of all, that gift of faith must be a pleasing faith. It must please God. Your faith should be maturing to a level to where it pleases God. Watch this. When your faith get to a level to where it pleases God, God gonna reward you. I wish I had three believers that it first of all must be a pleasing faith. Then watch this. Paul says faith must also be productive. It not only must be a pleasing faith, but it must be a productive faith. Your faith should produce something. Your faith should be producing things. Now, when your faith does not produce, then guess what? You're no longer profitable to God. And somebody said, well, God is not, he doesn't have me for profit. Yes, in Luke chapter 13, verse 6 through 9, God said, I've been coming looking at this fig tree for 3 years and didn't find no figs on it. He told the dresser of the vineyard, cut it down. Why allow it to cover or to clutter the ground? And the dresser of the vineyard said, Lord, let it alone. You might want to put your name right there. Lord, let him alone this year also till I shall dig about him and dung him. That, wait till they get the word. Let them get in some trouble and let them have a good prayer life. Let them have some faith. Let them learn what how to go through it. He said, till I shall dig about it and dung it. Dung it means to fertilize. Wait till they get in the word. The word gonna fertilize. He said, and if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shall cut it down. So if you don't think that God is waiting for your faith to produce something, you better think again. God is waiting for your faith to produce the fruits of the Spirit. Love, peace, joy, meekness, temperance. Y'all not with me yet. God is waiting for your faith to learn how to produce these things. Because if you are a Christian and you come into church every day and you claiming you're a Christian and you're not producing, something wrong. Your tree, you messed up. You and guess what? If you plant oranges, you're not gonna get apples. Watch this. Not only must your faith be a pleasing faith. Somebody say pleasing.
Pleasing.
Somebody say productive.
Productive.
Not only must your faith be pleasing and productive, but your faith must be a powerful faith.
Amen.
That when you say it, it happens.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a powerful faith. See, your faith reacts with your words. Let me help somebody. Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed. In other words, that situation or problem that's blocking your path, if you don't ever say nothing to it, it's gonna stay right there. If that stronghold, if you don't ever speak to it by faith, it's gonna stay right there. He says your faith is going to react to your words.
That's right.
Watch this. If you say you can't, guys that I used to lift weights with, those guys would get up under 100 pounds, big guys, man, they get up under 100 pounds and they would get under there and they would try to start warming up, and they said, man, I can't even lift this today. And the guy would have to get up and say, my mind is not in it. See, when you first get up under that iron, if you say you can't do it, I don't care how light it is, it ain't happening. But if you say that you can do it, if you say that, listen, I know I can do this, if your faith is powerful enough to know that when you speak it, that God is going to bring it to existence, if you know that your faith, you see, your faith got to get to a point to where it's powerful. I know this is a gospel that is completely different, but Jesus, when he had faith, he said, if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain. He says, if you have faith in Mark chapter 11,